this is about me. This is about my money. This is about money due me, which I will collect. $3.7 million. It's my nest egg, Jack. At my age, you've got to think ahead.
When I find you...
Pop quiz, hotshot. There's a bomb on a bus. Once the bus goes 50 miles an hour, the bomb is armed. If it drops below 50, it blows up. What do you do? What do you do?
I'd want to know what bus it was.
Speed. 1994, John DeBont. Movie. Blockbuster. Popcorn flick. Okay, what experience would have been better? Watching this in the cinema or watching Avengers Age of Ultron?
I think watching Speed for the first time would be a lot better than watching Avengers Age of Ultron. What a silly question. The thing is, with this movie, no one was expecting anything about it. Like, oh, it's about a bomb on a bus.
Yeah.
That's the conceit of the movie. With Avengers Ultron, you're like, oh, that's like... Actually, I think I was pretty excited for that. I was really on the MCU.
It was exciting.
At that point.
It was exciting.
No, but that does not compare to this movie.
Yeah.
This movie's like all practical effects too. It looks great. I think it's only like an $8 million budget.
Nah, 30.
Is it 30? Oh, they put more money into it.
Yeah.
But still, it's on the screen.
Like, even trying to describe, it's a bit of bus that can't slow down. Like, doesn't The Simpsons say it perfectly?
Yeah, but that was my plot. Or is it the movie smoothie?
Okay, that's good. Well, let's save it for that because I can't remember all the details. But no, you saying what you just said, Rob Schneider, Sandra Bullock was describing the movie's plot to him on Demolition Man. And like he just referred to it, oh yeah, that bus movie she's doing. Like that's how the conceit of everyone's reaction to it was. Just like, oh yeah, that basic crap. And like look at, actually, I have a question for you, Tony. Describe what happens in Speed 2 to me. Just like come up with a plot for it. Have you seen it?
I actually attempted to watch it after I watched this movie. I was like, this movie is so good. You kind of feel like I want to be in the Speed universe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I want more of it. And then I watched about 45 minutes. As soon as Defoe takes over the boat in a way.
Yeah.
That's when I kind of got checked out. Cause like, it's not
I thought that'd be
good.
The best part about it when Defoe's on.
No, that's how far I got into it. There's like a deaf kid that Jason Patrick talks to.
Is he?
Because I want to learn another language. But it's insane.
Wait.
Because.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
It's so obviously Keanu Reeves didn't want to do Speed 2 because of the quality of the script.
Yes.
And he opted to do The Devil's Advocate instead. I mean, we have covered.
Yes, correct.
They try to go around Hollywood trying to find a replacement. And they end up with Jason Patrick, and who only did it for the money. And he said, I think he signed up to it and he's like, all right, I'll do the movie, but we've got to do a couple of changes and like get the script a bit better. And they said, yeah, we'll do that. And he gets to set, nothing's changed. He's like, what the fuck? Why the fuck? Like, why am I on this stupid movie? But essentially, he plays the exact same character as
he does
Jack
play
Tavon.
Jack Tavon.
But no, it's the exact character, but it's a different name. His name's Alex Shaw in this one. And
how did Sandra Bullock meet him?
At a beach, and she thought he was like a cop / lifeguard. Like, he's a cop stationed at a beach or something.
Okay.
That's what she thinks. But he ends up having the exact same boss as Keanu in this movie.
What the fuck?
Yes, he's in the movie too. Joe Morton.
Yeah, Joe Morton.
Yeah, same actor. Like, this exact same, it's pretty much the exact same job. It's very ham-fisted.
Yeah, that's not.
But Sandra Bullock kills it. She's the best thing. There's only redeeming quality in that movie. Oh, a little bit of Defoe, but Defoe's hamming it up a bit, I feel like. He at one point, he put leeches over himself.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Defoe.
See, I want to cover that one day because that'd be funny as. But no, on Sandra Bullock, apparently she did Speed 2 so she'd get a movie off the ground. What movie was it called? Yeah, but she also got
Hope
paid.
Hope Floats?
Yeah, Hope Floats, that's it. She did it for Hope Floats, and she also got paid like $11 million. Dollars to do it as
well. Yeah, she deserved that money.
Yeah.
Because she's the only thing that makes the movie sing.
Well, think about it, man. Like, the director had to fight for Sandra Bullock to be on this movie. And she was, like, up and coming. Like, she was rising. Like, I don't know how she carried the screen.
Well, I think this one elevates this movie to the next level.
Is hell yeah.
The chemistry of Keanu and Sandra.
Well, Tony, remember the Demolition Man with her and Sly? And, like, it's working on her end. Like, she's doing her job, but Sly's not doing anything back. Like, he's like, anti-sex charisma. Him and The Rock, yeah. They don't really have much attraction. At least, like, with Schwarzenegger.
He has
a sleaze quality to him, but still not charming. Yeah, he's just, like...
Yeah, but you can see this guy bangs.
Yeah, this guy bangs, yeah. Sly, who knows what the fuck he does. Read some poetry or whatever. Yeah. You know, even Dennis Hopper has that, like, bang energy as well. It's pretty funny.
So, the Mount Rushmore of action movies, there's two movies that are on everyone's list, and that is Terminator 2 and Die Hard, right? That's automatic on the Rushmore, on the mountain.
Maybe Rambo,
Speed.
Too. Maybe Rambo.
What? No.
Rambo's
well, this is my
endlessly pop culture reference.
There's only two movies that are etched in stone. They're never going to move, which is T2 and Die Hard.
Yeah, Die
Hard. My other two picks are Speed and I think Predator.
So
I've got two Mitterian movies.
And you got two Schwarzenegger movies too.
No, shit. Yeah, well, he's the action goat, Schwarzenegger. Yeah. But yeah, that's my Mount Rushmore. What's your Mount Rushmore?
Well, I'll go. I love Predator, but Die Hard's definitely on there since it's etched in.
T2.
Yeah, T2. You have to be an 80s movie, you think?
Dude, you can even do Mad Max Fury Road because that's a really good action movie as well.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say it's quintessential for what this movie is. Like, even, I reckon I'll go Point Break over this movie, to be honest.
What?
With you. Yeah, Point Break is way better than this movie. Like, I don't know. This movie kind of got repetitive towards the end of it. Like, I feel like that.
No. This is a thrill ride.
No, that's tacked on.
I think you maybe had it too, your analytical glasses on.
Nah, man. I just got bored.
This is a non-stop action.
Like, the thing is, yeah, it peaks so long, like, at a point it kind of loses itself. It's pretty funny. Like, the director
exhausted.
Yeah, it feels exhausted. Yeah, it feels exhausting towards the end.
When they were on the subway, like, yeah, still going?
Still going. It's the same situation. He has to, like, speed it up. His movie is called Speed. You know the original title was going to be called Minimum Speed as well? And, like, they changed that. Yeah, thank God. But, yeah, Speed's just such a clean title. Now, let's talk about the importance of Jeff Daniels in this movie.
Well, the master two-handing. He could two-hand with anybody. Because the same year... He two-handed with Jim Carrey. And funny enough, the both characters you play would name Harry.
Yeah, no, as well. So I had to, like, double-check. As soon as I heard Harry, I was like, wait, is that Harry?
But, yeah, this guy he's the best supporting actor, like crazy. Because you know why? Because you want him as your friend.
Yeah.
That's probably why.
Bro, his eyes, like, just sells it. Like, he doesn't say a word when he sees it's a trap. And he's like, oh.
And the moment in Speed is I've got to turn and look at the thermostat and understand that that's not a thermostat. That's a timer for a bomb, and it's 3, 2, 1, and about to blow up. Mm. And so I'm going, how am I going to do that? I'm not going to – do I make faces? Do I – you know, what? Do I cry? What do I do? And I remembered an interview that Roy Scheider did for Jaws. And they asked Roy, that moment, Roy, when you saw the shark, my God, I mean, one of the great acting moments in cinematic history. How did you do that? And Roy said, well, I looked down, and when I looked over at the shark, I made sure my cheeks muscles were a little up, and then I just dropped them. So I said, that's what I'll do. So I looked at the thermostat. Cut! Lunch.
Lunch.
And I have gotten critics. That moment in Speed. Jeff, I mean, I get emotional talking about it. You know,
and
I'm going,
and that adds the stakes of the movie too, right there. So good. And then Dennis Hopper's like rubbing it in and stuff. But no, it's just interesting though how he almost turned it down because probably the same reaction, but it only works so well because of the gravitas Jeff Daniels brings to it. You can't have anyone.
Yeah.
You need someone with a bit of gravity. You can't have, like, Alan Ruck in that role. Like, who cares? And they could have done that easy enough because Alan Ruck.
Oh, don't talk shit about him. He's good.
Alan Ruck. Yeah.
Yeah, in Succession.
Oh, shit.
I like him.
He had a comeback, did he? Haven't seen Succession.
No, sort of. He plays a very, comedic character in that.
Yeah.
Like, none of the family respects him.
Yeah. Well, so, like, you know the tagline to this movie?
Yeah, it's Get Ready for Rush Hour.
Okay.
Which is the quote. What's the one for Rush Hour then? What's the tagline for Rush Hour?
I don't know. That's interesting. You'd look that up, but I got another one. I was going to tell you, guess which one's the false one. And I was surprised to see there wasn't any other tagline for this movie. There's only one. Get ready for Rush Hour.
And why didn't you make any of them up?
I did make one up.
Well, you should have picked like five movies. You know, which one's the one for Speed?
Yeah, no, but that's why I asked you straight away and you said straight away what it was. So there goes that game. But the one I made up is pretty good. Once it starts, it won't stop. That's pretty good. I prefer that than Get Ready for Rush Hour. Because it's like it encapsulates a movie at the same time as well. Like, it's so much better.
I'm trying to find the taglines and where the fuck do you find that?
In what? It's on the page. For what? Rush Hour?
Questions. Yeah.
Just look at the freaking poster, mate.
It does this. Oh, okay.
The fastest hands in the East versus the biggest mouth in the West.
Yeah, it's pretty bad as well.
Yeah, well, how else would you do it, bro? Two cops, one is all talk, the other is all action. There's actually a few of them. That's what I thought Speed would be as well. There's like heaps. Powers Forever, If They Can Get Past Today. It's pretty good too. So what are we on? I want you to come up with a tagline, Tony, for Russia. For Speed. Come up with a tagline for Speed. Yeah.
The bus.
The bus that won't stop.
No, that's what the service says. Trust me, you want to miss this bus or something, right?
No, but then, no, you don't, because you don't want to miss anything about the movie, though. This is one, this is one stop you don't want to miss. That's what you should be.
No, he's like, once you get on, you can't get off.
That's what I pretty much said, dude. I said,
mine's cleaner.
No, it's not. Mine's once it starts, it won't stop. Yours is, what's yours again?
Once you get on, you can't get off. Which is literally
the same premise of mine.
Even though Keanu Reeves gets on the bus and gets off again.
Yeah, it gets, dude, mine's so much better. It's not even close. Anyway, okay, another game we can play. This is a
pop. This bus is going to explode.
Bro.
Or like.
You just lost it.
Man.
Your brain's
not working. I need more time, bro.
Maybe that's a good tagline. The one thing he needs is more time. Still better than yours, anyway. Anyway, pop quiz, hotshot. What is the number of the bus?
25.
Correct.
And the only reason I remember that is because repetition.
Okay.
And 25 plus 25 equals 50, which is the number they have to be above.
You know the original script too? It was 20 miles per hour. The bus couldn't drop under. And his mate's
that's
like,
way too slow.
Yeah, like, yeah, make it 50, bro. But I feel like logistically speaking, it's probably more possible to stay over 20. I think that's 80 kilometers an hour, our speed, Tony.
Yeah, no, I looked at that.
Like trying
I was thinking like, have you ever tried turning a corner 80 k's an hour?
Exactly. And plus you have a big ass bus as well. Like it should have been 20 if you want to be more realistic. But it's a movie. Mm. It's a fun time. All right, another question. What hand was Dennis Hopper's character's, like, missing fingers or missing a thumb or something?
Left. His left hand.
Correct.
All right. The only reason I know that because
you watch
most
the movie.
People are right. No, most people are right-handed.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing Dennis Hopper's right-handed, and then that's what the actor prefer to use on set.
Okay. So, deduction. But you also, if you watch the movie, you'll find out. Last question.
Yeah,
what does Dennis Hopper give away so he can work out he's being filmed?
Wildcat.
Correct.
Right.
All right. So you're.
Calls a wildcat and then he sees the jumper.
So you're 3 for 3. Good job.
These are basic questions.
No, I thought the bus one would get you. The 25-25, to be honest with you. So, yeah, Tony, do you know this movie won 2 Oscars? So it's funny these blockbuster movies, like Suicide Squad won an Oscar and this one won 2 Oscars. And it's only. Can you guess what?
I'm guessing sound, right? Sound effects.
Yep.
Or sound mixing.
Yep.
Big bunch of movies always get that.
Well, I'm going to give it. Well, that's it. There's a sound editing, and then, like, I think this one says sound effects. So, give you both. That was pretty good. But as you talked about before with T2, the score is very reminiscent of T2.
Yeah, I think that's the T2 effect.
Yeah.
Most action movies, like, try to steal something from that movie.
You think the producer was just like, make it sound more like Terminator 2?
Yeah, a little bit like that.
Because it is. really fun to watch, I guess. Like, it makes it, it improves the movie, the score. It's one of those scores. I'm just looking what he's done. The guy, he did Con Air, which is no surprise. Bad Boys, True Romance, Cliffhanger, Days of Thunder. Like, he's done a fair few movies.
He's good.
But should we talk about Twister, the director of that? The director of Twister directed this.
Dude, I don't like to think of him as the director of Twister. I like to think of him as the cinematographer Die Hard.
Yeah, he did a lot of cinematography. That's something to mention. Oh, no, I just thought to bring up Twister because the new Twister's coming out with Glenn Powell.
I don't like Twister that much, the original. I don't think it's that good.
No, I think it's one of those things you had to be there at the time. You just went
Like back in the day.
Yeah. No, but look, yeah, the guy, director of photography, he did so many good movies. So he did Die Hard, Flatliners, Black Rain. What was it? Basic Instinct, Lethal Weapon 3.
Basic Instinct's good. Hunt for Red October.
Yeah, he's done a fair few of them. So, no, this guy is definitely talented. And it's just weird. He only directed like four things. He did Speed 2 and then some other crap later on, like Laura Croft or whatever the fuck it is, Tomb Raider.
Yeah. Did he turn the TV after a while?
No, he didn't. Didn't turn the TV. Just probably retired. He is pretty old at this point when he directed it. But I did glad.
So, he did like the McTiernan thing then, John McTiernan. Because I feel like he, after, what was his? His last movie, yeah, Basic. He was like, oh, I'm done. He's made a movie since Basic. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy. Well, like he did Rollerball too, didn't he?
Yeah, but I think that was before Basic, and that's why I don't suppose that didn't kill his career. To be honest,
that's pretty funny. You know, what's pretty cool. What's interesting about Keanu Reeves? Like, what really was this the first movie that blew him up? Because I know he did like Bill and Ted's Point Break. No, but I don't know. I feel like
the thing is,
apparently he was still a risk. Apparently he was still a risk for the studio in Speed. Apparently, I know they didn't really. That's why they wanted to cast a bigger actress to support him. They didn't think he was enough. So I wonder what happened. Like, anyway, but either way, like he turned out to be a huge superstar. But it seems like with Keanu Reeves, like every 5 years, he has like a mega hit. And but it's not really like, so he doesn't really do.
And I feel like this movie, same as The Matrix, a lot of people had the chance to star in it and they sort of settled with him.
Yeah. Not
like, and like, that's probably but then again, this movie, this is such, like any decent actor could be an action star in this movie. That's how good this movie is. When you think of Die Hard, Bruce Wayne is irreplaceable.
Bruce Willis. Not Bruce Wayne.
What did I say?
You said Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne is irreplaceable.
Sorry, Bruce Willis is irreplaceable as John McClane.
Yeah.
And I feel like Schwarzenegger is irreplaceable as the Terminator. Yeah. In this movie, I really feel like you can swap Keanu Reeves out for fucking Tom Cruise, and this movie's even better.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. See, I feel like you do need to have some talent for this role.
Yeah, no, you're a decent actor, but you put a decent actor in this, bang. Like Ashton Kutcher could be.
Fuck no.
Jack Chavin. He could. No. He actually could.
No.
Give him a buzz haircut.
I don't think you're giving Keanu Reeves enough credit. This is his shit, bro. This is what he's good at. And, like, I don't think he'd do it. Like, could you do. I was going to say, what about Jeff Daniels as that role?
He was badass in this.
He was pretty badass. I think it was his hair.
You know what I mean?
His hair was totally awesome, I guess. Like, it looked really cool. But, yeah, do you know Joss Whedon also had the hand in this movie as well?
Yeah, he did some whites.
Yeah, Age of Ultron. Yeah. Talk about that.
Well, there was a couple of years, like, snappy dialogue. That's the best thing about Whedon stuff.
Yeah. Oh, like, and probably just like, that's really cleaned it up too.
Yeah.
I feel like there was a lot of other shit. Like, did you know that Harry was supposed to be the bad guy? In the original script?
Hey.
Yeah, it's not bad, is it?
Yeah, a little good twist.
Yeah, a little twist, like, which I feel like you could do now, like maybe have him working together.
I think that's a really good idea because, like, you got like, who played on the bomb? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, he's good whoever he is.
Yeah, no, and but then, yeah, Jack. You have to work as the same team sort of thing. And then be like betrayal and stuff. Like, it's a different movie. But I feel like once I saw the actor and how much you like him, it's like you can't do that to the audience sort of thing. Like, is he too, I think he's too likable for that role reversal. Because, like, even think about Looper, like when he's a baddie in that, or like representing the baddie, it's still pretty fucking.
Yeah.
Like, it still sucks. Like,
he'll be a good Walter White if Cranston didn't do it.
Yeah.
Because he can play.
He's got that quality.
You know, the real nice teacher, and then when he breaks bad,
yeah,
be believable as well.
I reckon we get to do our movie smoothie now. Anyway, so we can get to the movie. Yeah.
We'll add to our bomb, right? We're making a bomb.
Oh, C4 dynamite. Diffusing a bomb, bro. We'll defuse a bomb.
But we had to add ingredients to.
What's that? What does he say? I'll put Dennis Hopper's quote in about like how you take away the essence of a bomb. It's supposed to blow up.
A bomb is made to explode. That's its meaning, its purpose. Your life is empty because you spend it trying to stop the bomb from becoming.
Yeah, the bombs are meant to blow up.
Yeah. So you're pretty much going to be the baddie. What's his name in this? Howard Payne, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is like almost an 80s type movie sort of thing. You have like the 80s type villain name, I guess.
Even an awesome action hero name, Jack Traven. That's pretty good. Mm.
Would you say this is like the end of action movies, like the last true action movie?
No.
Well, name one after this one then. Maybe Die Hard with Vengeance, maybe.
Was that after?
Yeah, it was 95.
Oh, yeah, I think it was 95, yeah.
Yeah, but that's kind of like
There was a couple. There's a couple, but it's on the way out. It's slowly. Mission Impossible, would you count that as a classic?
Yeah.
It's 96.
Yeah, but that was like kind of. What movie actually ended Schwarzenegger? Like
Rush Hour, Shane? That's a.
Yeah, that's true. No, but there's a movie that came out and that. No, it was around the time of Last Action Hero, and that's when like the seas officially like changed. No, maybe it was True Lies. Was True Lies underperformed or something, or didn't go as well as?
No, because you had what Face Off, Con Air, Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yeah, but they're not the big muscular guys. That's what I'm trying to say. Like the seas.
Oh yeah.
So it wasn't Sly and Schwarzenegger anymore. It was like
the over the top action movies definitely on the way out by this point.
Yeah. The 80s.
Like the one-liners are getting dissipated, yeah. The audience is getting sick of it.
You probably can blame...
It ran its course.
You probably can blame Will Smith, because I reckon Independence Day, Men in Black and stuff. Like, he was a new form of, like, megastar. And probably Keanu, too. He's probably in that ranks, like, with Point Break and The Matrix and shit, and, of course, this. But there was... I thought there was one thing. Or maybe... Actually, no. Wasn't it, like, Sly saying about Batman and how, like, once you can, like, give people muscles... It was over.
The muscle suits.
See, the muscle suits, yeah. Like, were obsolete, which probably was, maybe that was the beginning of the end. Anyway, but it takes a while. Like, eventually, like, I was thinking about when I was watching Speed, I was like, wow, action movies, like, this was, like, the top of, like, the box office. But now it's all, like, superhero movies. But I wonder when that's going to, like, fade. Because it will fade eventually.
I think it's already starting to fade. A lot of movies are bombing.
Yeah, but that's, like, Eternal. But that's, like, the whole movie industry, though. Like, there's nothing replacing it.
Top Gun, bro. Top Gun Maverick. Actually, the action movie's coming back.
Yeah, Twisters.
Yeah.
What was the other one? Axel Foley, the new...
But did they get released in cinemas or was that just streaming?
That was streaming. All right, let's go back to our movie smoothie. So we'll add...
Yeah, we've got
to
add ingredients.
Yeah. So add a bus, some bombs, some elevators.
Ticking clock.
Subways, yep. Loop tapes. A lot of water getting thrown around, like exploding.
Yeah, splashed.
Splashed around. Yeah, definitely put some explosions in it. Some great chemistry between your two leads. Like, they even kiss in this movie. They kiss at the very end, right?
They kiss at the end, yeah.
Yeah, the very end. But you don't even need them to kiss to know there's something between them. Like, unlike-
They claim that they fell in love.
They probably did, mate.
The filming.
Yeah, two hot people like that. Like, it's pretty hard not to.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're both probably very nice too. Yeah, get some Dennis Hopper, which, I don't know, just watching Blue Velvet recently.
Yes.
He's so much better in that than he is in this. Like, he's like seems tamed in this. It's just so funny.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
He sniffs panties. Doesn't he sniff panties in a Blue Velvet?
Yeah, he does crazy shit in that. I'm going to put, I'll put it in his little rant.
Mommy loves you. Baby wants to fuck. Get ready to fuck! You fuckers, fucker! You fucker! Don't you fucking look at me!
Mommy, daddy wants to fuck! It's a shit like that.
Doesn't he say, don't fuck with daddy?
He does in this, yes. He does say, don't fuck with daddy. And it was just like, it just brought me back to that movie. All right, awesome. I think that's enough. Yeah, stunt work. Badass movie. All right, take us away.
All right, and we'll let Homer Simpson take the movie smoothie away.
Yeah.
Homer, and then you obviously put the clip. It's in season 8, episode 10, Shane.
Okay, to make it easy for me.
Essentially, Homer wants to get off work and then want to loop a tape of them doing, working.
Yeah,
the tape is pretty funny because it's just Homer sleeping.
Oh, really?
That's the tape. Yeah.
I thought there was one from the 70s and stuff. Are they doing like
that? Yeah, no, but they're in the 70s, but it still makes it look bad because Homer's still sleeping. He's not working.
Yeah.
That's what's funny about it. And it's obviously a loop because the two clips,
It's like it couldn't be any worse.
Don't worry. I have a plan. I saw this in a movie about a bus that had to speed around the city, keeping its speed over 50. And if its speed dropped, it would explode. I think it was called The Bus That Couldn't Slow Down.
All right, so how's the movie open, Tony, with a long-ass elevator drop, right?
Yeah, well, I actually don't mind the opening credits.
You don't?
Apparently, it was all miniature too, which is crazy.
Well, not even
The amount of time just to do the opening credits.
Surely they looped.
No, they didn't. It was a 32-story miniature, and they put the camera horizontally.
That's pretty cool.
Down the miniature. It's insane.
That is pretty badass, actually.
But I feel like the title card was very underwhelming.
Yeah, because it's 90s, bro. This is so 90s, it's ridiculous. But
make it red. It's like the same bluish, yellowish. Ugh. Oh, no. But, so our movie opens up with a plan that took 2 years of prep work from our villain, Howard. What's his name? Howard something. I'll call him
Howard Payne. Or Mr.
Howard
Payne.
But, 2 years of prep work. What's he doing? Strap a couple of bombs to an elevator?
Yeah, but no, he's got an evacuation.
But 2 years? Oh, I guess he has to buy the equipment and suss it out. But 2 years, man.
How long? Hold up. He's probably not doing it flat out. He's probably just got other shit going on at the same time.
He's retired.
Yeah,
he's got nothing going on.
I don't know, man.
I thought you could have made it
more
simple.
Plan.
Put a bomb on do the fucking swordfish route. Kidnap a bunch of people, put bomb vests on them, and say, if I don't get the money, I'll blow them up.
I'd be surprised. You actually mentioned swordfish a lot. We covered the movie 2 years ago.
Is it Travolta? Travolta just sticks in my brain.
Let it go. No, but on the note of miniatures and stuff, apparently they actually built an elevator shaft. I think it was maybe 2 stories or 3 stories, big. And so they actually, when the Keanu Reeves and Jeff Daniels climbing down and stuff. It was real. It was actually a little set they built. Makes it more believable. All the effort they do these days, compared to now, it's a green screen. And you don't really feel your space, right? And this is especially during the bus scenes. It's just so refreshing just watching this fucking movie. It's oh my God. It looks real. Even though sometimes you can tell that the bus is only going probably 10 kilometers an hour or something.
It doesn't matter. It's real.
It doesn't matter.
So the first person we see is a security guard doing his rounds, and he notices that there's a bag in the empty corridor, and he checks it out, and he finds Dennis Hopper doing some wiring and blah, blah, blah.
Which forgot you see his face so early. I thought there was a hidden aspect of it.
That's what I thought.
From memory.
It's hidden until the guy gets stabbed in the ear.
Yes.
Which is...
That's memory burnt me.
Crazy. I remember as a kid.
Yeah.
Because we watched this when we were children.
Yeah.
Or not, maybe 10, 11. But that's when I was like, this movie is for adults. That's what I was thinking. This is not for me. But now, watching it now, it's kind of like, hope is good.
Well, it's rated...
that's what I take from it.
Yeah. Rated R, this movie. So, they really did it. Didn't they cut out too much?
This is the bloodiest, most gruesome death, and it's 4 minutes in.
Yeah, exactly. Which gives you, vibes, though. From that character.
Yeah.
It's quite smart.
Discredits it. Yeah. It's great.
Just like, whoa.
And when you see a bunch of people hop in the elevator, they give this guy some shit for pressing the button twice. I do that every time I get an elevator.
Now, if it lights
and
up,
it's lit up.
But then you get that good joke.
I always do it. I always press it.
You get the good joke later. It's like, what button did you press? Because of the bus.
Yeah. But if you're crossing the street, right, and people are waiting, do you press the button as well?
Nah. I don't. I trust.
You don't press it.
Yeah, then that Kim.
I press the
Kim
button
Peele.
Every time. I'm like, no.
Remember that Kill and Peel sketch when they're like, you press it, bro?
Wait, is it a sketch?
Yeah, there's a sketch about it, yeah. And they're both like standing there. And he's like, you press it? I pressed it. What would it hurt if I pressed it? And he goes, don't do it. It's just so funny. He kept smacking his hand away.
Dude, they have good sketch. They're hit and miss, though. I feel like.
Yeah.
But I see that all the sketches I see on Facebook are pretty funny.
Yeah, that's the
really
highlights.
Funny one. When They're at a cop station, and then the guy like runs out of the cop of the interview room, real happy. He's like, "I get the pizzas," and then they're like, "Wait a minute, you snitch? No, I didn't snitch. Yeah, I didn't tell him about anything about Tyrone." Is like, "No, that wasn't Tyrone. That was Smokey."
Yeah, I forgot so something. Funny. Yeah, it's pretty funny. Given the right information. Yeah. It's very interesting though, because David Lynch connections in this is pretty crazy, and even Ace Ventura connections as well. Sorry, not
the
Ace
guy
Ventura.
From Mulholland Drive.
Yeah, Mulholland Drive. The guy in the elevator. Like, it's just so crazy how impactful his scene is in Mulholland Drive versus just like extra in this.
But this guy here, right? When I think of him, I think of the guy from The Dark Knight and Prisoners. You know that dude
who plays
the polka dot man?
Yeah, I know.
I thought that guy would have the exact same career as that dude in the elevator. They had the exact same vibe, the exact same probably talent. But this other guy's leading a movie. Was it the...
Yeah, The Devil.
The talk show one?
Yeah, The Devil at Midnight or something. But I feel like the other guy's got a bit more charisma. This guy's all right. He's all right, you know. But
he's so good in Prisoners.
Yeah, exactly, Tony.
I think maybe everyone thinks The Dark Knight was a fluke. Like, yeah, okay, he's a crazy dude.
Yeah.
But yeah, he definitely backed it up in Prisoners. Fuck, that was a good scene.
But this scene here, though, I forgot it went for so long as well. Because this is like one of these movies I watched when I was younger, where I didn't really watch the whole thing from start to finish.
I think you would watch the whole thing, but the only thing that sticks with you is the bus. Right?
Yeah, maybe. But I just remember the scene was a lot like brisker. This goes for like a good 25, 30 minutes. And originally, I think Jeff Bridges was supposed to die in this scene, not get shot in the leg or something. So a lot of script changes happened throughout.
Was for the best.
Yeah, for the best for sure. And I think...
Yeah.
The brakes, yeah, lucky those brakes work. Like, all this feels real, like when the brakes start going on, the elevators bounce up and down.
Yeah, so yeah, the elevator, the bombs go off, emergency brakes catches the elevator, and there's bombs strapped into them. Then we see the SWAT guys roll up, Jeff Daniels and Keanu Reeves are driving. I think we get another Dumb and Dumber reference of the car just flying in the air.
Yeah. Same year and everything.
It's crazy jump.
Yeah,
I was actually
wondering, because it was Keanu driving, so I was actually surprised that Jeff Daniels didn't go, "Good driving there, buddy," you know what I mean, something like that, or like just mention it. But they kind of like, they don't really play with like the banter between the two, like not that much. Like
A little bit. But I think that they're meant to be professional, which you definitely get.
But how is that professional when he's freaking flying over the fucking, over the road?
No, but like, because they need to get to the scene. They need to get there.
Yeah.
Like they're all business right now. They have a bit, the moments of liberty.
Yeah.
They go for the big, we see that black dude, Joe Morton.
Yeah.
He's giving the rundown. Like
T2 fame.
23 minutes. Yeah. The bomber wants 3 million. We have half an hour to do this shit. And then Keanu puts up his hand. Hey, Harry will take a look at the bomb. He's like, "You two, go." They get on their own. They suss it out. They realize that the best way to do this is to find a crane that's on the top to catch the elevator.
Yeah, but you don't know.
There's no way they can defuse the bomb.
As an audience, you don't know what's really going on yet. That's the end game. He's trying to cancel out all the bombs, I guess.
I think they mentioned it in the bit of dialogue, like pop quiz. What happens if a gunman has a hostage on them? It's like, you just eliminate the hostage.
So it turns out...
take them out of the equation.
Dennis Hopper.
And that's what they're doing now. They're taking away the hostages from the equation by getting them catched by...
Yeah.
Yeah, the crane.
So obviously Dennis Hopper is listening to the conversation because he sets the bombs
off early. He's in the elevator. He's in the freight elevator.
But yeah, with what's it called? With Blue Velvet. Is this at the very end of the, in the climax of that, like he's got the police radio and McLaughlin is like telling everyone where he's at. And then Dennis Hopper's like, "I've got a police radio, you stupid fuck." It's pretty funny. Like, "I can hear you. I know where you are, you stupid fuck." It's pretty good. I like that scene. It kind of reminded me of this, how he's like eavesdropping on them. But yeah, dude, Dennis Hopper is one of those actors where he's magnetic on screen. It's just funny because like he's got a hippie like personality. Like if you've seen Apocalypse Now, apparently that's like more closer to him.
You can tell there's an easygoing aspect with him. It's like he does not give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like that, like confidence just oozes off him.
I feel like Keanu and him would have had a good hang. Because I feel like they're very similar in like laid backness. What?
I feel like Hopper's is chaotic. And I think Keanu's just real chill.
Yeah.
That's the vibe I get.
Yeah, true.
But I don't even know these people.
But yeah, no, we get a don't fuck with daddy when he blows the brakes. Like,
yeah, he goes early because you can just hear him fucking around. The crane saves him, but there's like a ticking clock because the crane slowly just goes down and then they have to evacuate all the people. Pretty intense scene. Like, I just imagine him getting chopped in half.
Oh, bro.
As you're getting pulled out.
I was thinking, like, this can't be procedural. There's no fucking way. And like, it's just funny, too. You got like these ass shots, too, like upskirts and shit. I'm like, God damn, that's just for us.
Yeah, was it?
For the male audience.
You think all the women would go off first, but let the women last on last. You think they get her out first, push her out,
yeah.
Get the chicks off.
You want to go out quick.
Yeah.
But no, it's pretty interesting. Like, there's that one girl who's afraid to go out and is like, oh, quick. And then.
Yeah, she's the last one. She should have been pushed out first, bro.
She was scared, Tony.
The children first.
Come on, mate. She was scared. But actually, no, with this chick, I kind of got like the Three Musketeers vibe, like Oscar worthy. You know how that guy is like hung up in Three Musketeers
yeah.
to the Cardinal? She's kind of
no,
like.
No, she isn't that going. She's
guys
trying.
Are right.
I don't think she's trying.
I think they edited her out. Nah, she was trying, bro. There's one scene, she's like, oh.
You think she's going real method? Like, she's terrified. And that's
she's
why.
Terrified, bro.
She's but being it's like, motionless. And
just like the Three Musketeers, it's one of those things where you don't have to go that hard. Like, you're not that important yeah. to the movie.
Yeah.
Like, it's a thrilling scene, but don't make it all about yourself.
Yeah.
But
so they save all the hostages, and then they realize, wait a minute, he's early? Mm. Like, he's got to be in the building. They go find him. They find him at the elevator. Hop has a shotgun pointing up at them, shooting around.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Shooting at them. Fucking pretty deadly. And then Jeff Daniels falls in. Fucking it's hectic that he picks him up by the nose, like, get up, get up. He's like, I'm your friend.
Apparently that was improvised.
And then it was like a bit of a stalemate, and then Hopper decides, all right, I'm turning this elevator up to squash him, which is like, oh, shit.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And fucking Jack Travin's like, fuck it, just jumps down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he counted the bullets or whatever.
No. He just has no choice. Shells. There's no choice.
It's fucking baller. And then
click.
As he's on his knees, Hopper goes, I don't think they'll give me $3 million for you. Tick.
Yeah.
Doesn't out of ammo.
Motherfucker.
They go for a wrestle. And then Hopper gets up with a
trigger.
Was it a dead man switch on the bomb?
Not the first. Bomb he's wearing. Yeah, not the first time you'll see this. Oh, sorry, not the last time you'll see this.
This is what 2 years of planning gets you, an escape plan.
Yeah. And like, he obviously drops a vest as he walks out the door when he does blow up. And he
I don't know if he drops
leg.
A vest. I feel like he has
it's a massive
bombs
explosion.
Set up around.
You reckon?
No, I just feel like he has bombs set up everywhere. This guy's like he has 2 years of prep, man.
It's kind of interesting. Like, they think he died from this, but where's the blood? Where's the body parts? Like, it's kind of like a goof, like a fuck.
I mean, I think he's up a dead body next to a bomb, and then they can just think it's him.
Well, how good does Jeff Daniels look in this, though? I guess he looks like a lead man almost.
Well, I think the only image you have of Jeff Daniels is of Harry from Dumb and Dumber.
On the toilet.
So of course, it looks better than that.
On the toilet, bro. Going cross-eyed.
Yes, put the sound on
I'm not
that,
putting please. The sound effect of some guy going.
That'd be funny.
You were watching this with our nieces and nephew, Dumb and Dumber. So what do you think? What did they think about that scene, Tony? Is that the highlight of the movie for them?
Mark, my nephew loved it, and the girls were like, I think the girls knew that there wasn't appropriate for them. It was too adult, for sure.
Yeah, well, it was a lot of.
But our 11-year-old nephew appreciated it. Appreciated the humor.
No, I reckon it's like almost inspired Carson. Like, if you got to recast this role today, Tony, what actor would you pick as a Jeff Daniels type? Like, you need someone. You can't pick Jeff Daniels now; he's too old. You need someone.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
What?
No, yeah, because of Axel Foley. Doesn't he play the sidekick in that?
Sort of. He plays, yeah, sort of. Is that who you're going to pick, though?
No, you
more Looper references.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Don't you need, like, a comedian or, like, a dramatic?
Yeah, but what, Pete Davidson, then?
No, like, dramatic comedian. Like, he was, like, more dramatic. If anything, he kind of.
Oh, the guy from The Bear, Jeremy Allen White.
Is he too young? Maybe the other guy. Maybe that guy, Cousin. He's in The Bear as well. You know that. You know his friend. He's the
the guy with the shorter hair. Have you seen The Bear?
Yeah, I've seen the first two seasons. It's all right.
I watched season one, and holy shit, the one shot episode. I didn't know they did that.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, of course they did.
That's
everyone's
amazing.
Doing that. Everyone's doing that these days.
No, but it's a great episode. I was not expecting it. And I didn't realize it till like halfway through. I'm like, wait a minute, they haven't cut yet. This is a. I don't know if they. I hope they didn't cheat it because
no, they did cheat it. That'd be bullshit. They always cheat it. Everyone cheats it. Birdman cheated it.
Yeah, they started it.
Even like what's it called? The episode of Always Sunny. They cheated it, but I think it was like 9 minute scene or something in Always Sunny. Like there was one really long take. What?
I didn't know they did it as well.
In Always Sunny.
Yeah, I'm really behind on that.
Charlie Work, you know the one where they have like chickens and stuff, and he
is that after Dennis left for a season?
Maybe. I'm not can't remember too well.
Yeah, because that's when I kind of checked out of the show.
Yeah. So yeah. Okay. So the guy from the bear would be
doesn't matter. Our movie goes a little quiet. We see our two heroes get their medals and have a drink and stuff. We learn our villain is still alive and he's watching them on TV, ready to strike again.
Getting jealous.
Huh?
So he's getting jealous watching for the TV. On Always Sunny as well. That's Mac's mum behind the bar.
What?
In the bar scene where she's like serving him drinks and stuff, the bartender was Mac's mum. How funny is that?
Oh my God.
Yeah. She's like playing such a long way. Minor role. Yeah, definitely.
Good sport.
So like, but let's talk about the pacing of the movie, right? So they get their medals and fucking blah, blah, blah. Next day comes. Like, they're hungover.
I don't think it's meant to be the next day.
Next day's after the medals. A
couple months.
Yeah, no, but it's like next day after the medals. They're hungover.
Yeah. It's the same day. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So, and then it's like you're automatically into the next set piece of the movie, which is this bus. And like runtime-wise, it's like it pretty much feels nonstop. It's like once you get on, you can't get off. As a wise man once said.
That's my tagline.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I like to think that this is the same universe as Ace Ventura because we've got Ace's buddy.
I wouldn't say buddy.
A cockroach.
I'm going to watch that movie tonight, actually. I've got that movie.
Ex-partner. Oh, no. Ex-enemy, then?
Yeah, I wouldn't say...
Or ex-cop.
No, yeah, ex-cop. Okay, he may have got
this
fired.
Guy, same year, man. He must be a good luck charm. Same year as Ace Ventura. He's got two of the biggest movies.
There's so many connections throughout these 90s movies. Like, everyone's connected. So, like, Jim Carrey starred with Jeff Daniels and this guy in two different movies. So, which movie? Oh, it's actually probably, I already know the answer, which sucks, but Ace Ventura or Dumb and Dumber, which was better for Jim Carrey's career?
I think Ace Ventura.
Oh.
Because he's.
But you prefer Dumb and Dumber, right?
I prefer Dumb and Dumber, but that was really showcasing. Jim Carrey just did whatever he wanted in that movie, just showcased his talent.
Yeah.
Like, insanely well.
So did Liar Liar, surprisingly. Like, Liar Liar is pretty great comedic premise.
That was his last hurrah, unfortunately.
What do you mean, bro? He did other movies after that.
I guess Meet Myself and Irene, then. Yeah. That's his last hurrah.
Probably. And it's the same.
Oh, no, Dumb and Dumber 2.
Farley Brothers. Shut up, bro. Don't stop beating the drums.
I'll write and die for that movie.
But like,
speaking of dying, fucking the bus driver, that he just said, oh, hey, man, like, I'll see you next week or I'll see you tomorrow. He blows up.
Yeah, the flames.
Great shot of him, like, about to get in his car and the bus explodes.
Yeah.
Apparently, Keanu Reeves did 90% of his own stunts in this movie.
Yeah, believable. I saw some of the behind-the-scenes stuff. It looked like he was doing most of it.
Yeah.
Like, that carry
great acting when he's, like, looking at the bus and, like, the flames. He goes, oh, no.
The heat. The heat looked real. That's what I'm saying. Like, actually looked real. Like, oh, God damn, can I get too close?
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah.
Does it have to be that hot?
Yeah, it's that hot. But, yeah, like, 90%.
Wait, what did he say? Can we do something about that heat?
Yeah, do something about the heat. Yeah, it's a flamethrower. but like Keanu Reeves carried on this like stunt tradition, I guess. Like he did a lot of his own stunts in The Matrix, especially John Wick. Like I think this is where apparently he caught the bug from this movie because apparently he didn't want to do this movie that much.
Did Cruise start doing stunts before him?
He did a lot of running. But I feel like he caught the bug in Mission Impossible. Tom Cruise. So
he's like, this fits fine.
And what was that, 96?
It's so much more believable. Too. You believe that they're action heroes when they do their own stunts.
Yeah. Or you can just be like ripped as fuck, like Swazzy.
Yeah.
Or
we have a Matrix moment where the payphone starts ringing.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
And Jack Traven just knows who it is on the other end before he picks it up. He has a real stern look on his face. And then, yeah, we got Howard. Oh, I'll go Hopper. Hopper's on the other end, fucking giving him shit. Now have your attention, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Opening quote.
You got it?
You would have heard it at the start of the episode. But yeah, in this scene, you see like Hopper's hippie side come out. Like there's a couple of line slippages where he sounds like mad hippie. Come on, man. Like shit like that. Fucking love it.
Yeah, it wasn't scripted.
Yeah, I wonder like first time watching this movie and you're like, oh, that must be the bus that like can't stop and you see it blow up. It's like, oh, shit. Because I couldn't remember exactly the details about the bus. So I was like, I was actually quite surprised when it blew up. I was like, oh, shit. Okay, now I know it's real. And yeah, he gives you information about the bus, 2525, and it's going to be this area, and just takes off. He is a badass. Like, this guy you want on your side, Jack Tavin. Travin, what's his fucking name? Jack Travin, yeah.
Tavin, he means, like, he's...
Yeah.
He's an alcoholic.
So we get, like, a slice of life now on this bus, and you see all the cast of characters.
Yeah, great casting. All these people like, not attractive.
Not trash?
Not attractive people. No. I think only... The only supposed attractive person on this bus is Alan Ruck and Sandra Bullock. Everyone else is just very average looking.
What about the girl from Sparkle Motion, bro?
She's not attractive to me.
No, I'm not saying she's attractive, but she's talented.
Yes.
But so there's a bus full of uggos, according to you, apparently.
No, average looking people. When you say slice of life is a good way to mention it. I love how Alan Ruck tries to hit on her and she's like, oh, geez, sipping some gum.
It was pretty annoying, too, talking about that. Like, it was a really bad, like, pickup line and shit he was trying
to... Dude, that's the energy you ooze, by the
fuck
way.
Fuck no.
You're smooth. That's legit the energy you lose.
Nah.
I'm just a country boy from Colbert.
Very much right. But no, so what happened to Alan Ruck's career, bro? Because 1986 was Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and that's like, you can't ask for a better start than that.
To be honest, he's not that good of an actor. Even Succession... He isn't the best actor.
He said he was good in that.
He has no. He's good in it, but he's got the easiest role. He plays like the buffoon.
So he's charming,
and you never take these characters seriously ever.
Oh,
he plays like he was the firstborn. So he doesn't want the responsibility of to do anything.
Yeah,
and like obviously that the show's all about succession, trying to get the job, like trying to get the power of the what's the fuck, Logan Roy's. Yeah, I mean, watch the show. It's really good.
Like. I'm actually surprised that Alan Ruck really didn't get a chance for like a big time career.
Like, but the sidekick, bro.
Yeah, no, but like, no, usually you get like one. Like, if you had a good agent, you'd have one shot at it. And like after Ferris Bueller's Day Off, he did nothing really. Maybe did a movie called Free for the Road, which I never heard of. Off Charlie Sheen, but I think it must not have done well, and that's it. Like,
well, Shane, he was 29 years old when he did Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah. But then, like, he's always played like a secondary guy. He was in Young Guns 2 in 1990, but yeah, what a weird career he's had. And, but he is, like, memorable. Like, you do like him. I like him.
Yeah, he's okay.
You're not a fan.
No, I liked him in Succession. That's it.
I'm talking about in the 90s.
Even Ferris Bueller. Actually, that's probably the problem. Ferris Bueller, he plays a bit of an annoying dude.
Stick in the mud. But someone had to do that. And it makes a...
I think that's what stays with you. That energy stays with you.
And Ferris Bueller is also, like, so charming in that. You kind of, like... You kind of do end up hating
him. Yeah.
So talk about this scene.
So we get Jack Travin driving like a madman to catch up to the bus.
And you see it the whole time, the speedometer, like almost getting to 50 and shit. Like, how good's that?
Yes.
Like, that's such a good tension maker. And it's so simple as well. Like, that's like filmmaking, like, what do you call it?
Don't, the audience is screaming, don't go, stop the bus. When Keanu gets out of the bus and starts hitting it, like Peter Parker in Spider-Man.
Yeah. You know, that window wasn't supposed to break either. It was like, it was an accident. The director kept it. Yeah, it looked great. And look, it just shows you, like, oh shit, this is real. Like, that's actually quite violent in a weird way.
Do you think that was real glass?
Yeah. I don't know. Probably, maybe. Who knows? It probably wasn't.
Because damn, Keanu's strong.
It probably was like 10.
And like, I think his face, if you look at his face, he just stayed in character, didn't skip a beat.
He has a pretty good body in this too. Like, apparently he like buffed up a couple like months beforehand.
Yeah, bro. Look, see these biceps, bro? Plus you got to do it, man.
Yeah. Something about the white shirt covered in dirt and shit works so well. Obviously, it was a white singlet for Die Hard. That shit still worked.
Yeah, so he breaks the glass, couldn't get the bus to stop, so he has to steal another car. Well, apprehend?
Jaguar.
Commandeering. Is it commandeering?
Yep. The badass car. You know what's so
and
funny?
The guy, I love that guy. This guy steals the show too.
Yeah.
This black guy.
You know who that is?
It's the guy. I don't know. It's Glenn. As I said, the guy from Cool Runnings, but that could look really bad on me.
No, it's not the guy from Cool Runnings. But his name is, well, he's definitely a part of the blaxploitation period of like all the gangster movies.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he was briefly in
Menace to Society?
Yes. He was briefly in Menace to Society. He played like the ex.
Gone in prison, right?
Yes. Yeah, Purnell. Yeah, but he was also in South Central, which is like another, he was like the lead in that. He goes to prison and shit. Uh-huh. He's in Trespass. He's definitely good. We like him in Trespass. But like, yeah, one of those actors who didn't get a shot. He's also in Speed 2, bro.
Yes, he plays the same character. And I'm pretty sure he gets his speedboat commandeered.
Oh, that's so fucking funny.
By Alex Shaw.
See, that can like, it's almost a comedy, right? Like, oh, there's moments in this.
It's just when the producers have too much power and they, I think money and dollar signs get to their head.
Yeah,
so and go like, fuck, we just remake the first one.
Try to recreate as much as we can.
Yeah.
But all you really needed was just, you actually should have just prioritized getting Keanu and Sandra Bullock. That's what you should have prioritized. Don't worry about the fucking plot.
But Keanu wants what? Keanu wants quality. Quality.
Yeah, they would have got quality, bro. They should have just done something. Can't just do it on the water, though. So it's just dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This scene's so funny because he like commandeers his car, and that's where they're like probably the only humor. Like, sorry, the funniest part of the movie is this part. And Glenn Plummer, he's killing it.
When he's like, hey, I didn't steal this car. Yeah. It's stolen now.
You know, it's a great action set piece too. And he like rips his door off and shit. And then that guy's like, oh shit. So, Tony, I want you to tell me, why didn't it work between Sandra Bullock and Sly Stallone as a love interest? Like, why would the studio try to push that?
I think we touch upon this. It's Stallone's fault completely.
But, like, why even try?
He doesn't have, like, huh?
What, like, why would the movie producers even try that shit?
Because I think Stallone probably pushed it. Because, like, look at, he's probably looking at, was it all the other heartthrobs around Hollywood? Like, I'm like them too. Like, look at me, I'm buff as fuck. Like, I'm sexually attractive.
Yeah.
I can pull it off. That's his ego probably pushing it.
Sandra Bullock will have to be one of the most charming actresses probably ever.
Yes. She's a movie star.
Yeah. Like, sure. Who would you put in her field? Like, probably Kurt Russell's wife.
She,
what's her name?
Oh, you mean for women?
Yeah, for women, yeah. Kurt Russell's wife, Goldie Hawn. She's great.
Yep.
Who else?
It sounds like this list is very short. It's like, there hasn't been many women movie stars. But Nicole Kidman, I think she's actually even more charismatic than her.
I don't know.
Nicole Kidman, though, she's super talented.
I don't know, man. I feel like charming-wise, Sandra Bullock's a lot more charming. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, she's probably the most charming. One of the most charming actresses.
You just fall in love with her. That's the problem. Like, that's like one of her best traits. You fall in love with her. That's why she's so good in rom-coms. Like, you're just like, oh, shit. Like, she's talking to me. What was that movie? Miss Congeniality as well. Like, what a great, like, talk about showcasing someone's talents. That's her Ace Ventura, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's funny, she's cute, she's hot.
I don't think she goes over the top, though, like Carrie does.
Anyway, great movie, great vehicle for her. Let's talk about the vehicle that's moving 50 miles per hour now. How he tries to convince them, like, there's a bomb on board. Like, it's pretty far-fetched. I think in real life, they'd be like, slow down. Like, just, like, what? Like, as soon as you see there's a bomb, you'd be like, slamming your brakes on and shit.
As soon as you're shot, I'm stopping that bus.
Yeah, he gets shot so
hard. That's one of the funniest things is when he commandeers, he's on the bus, and this random Mexican dude gets up. Don't take me in, man. Stop the bus. I'm going to hell up. Like, he just thinks he's after him.
Well, it's just hard to add more stakes, you know what I mean? Like, they're trying to, like, that's what I was trying to think. What can you do on the bus? Like, once you're on the bus, like, what else can actually happen?
Yeah, how can we make this even more thrilling?
And straight away. And it's like, doesn't that, they, like, pretty much blow their wad almost instantly. Like, this almost straight away. He's like, get fucking to stop the bus. And you're right, he does get shot. It's a good joke there with Sandra Bullock, which she takes over the driving. Like, do you know how to drive this thing? Well, I didn't have a license till 2 weeks ago. Like, what'd you lose it for? Speeding.
So, yeah, great, great joke because she mentions something about, oh, I missed my car.
Yeah.
And, like, immediately you think, like, oh, her car's in the shop or something. You don't think that she lost her license?
Don't they have that same joke in Speed 2? Surely.
The opening, the first time you see her, she's doing her driver's test.
Of course.
To get her license back. And she's driving like a maniac, I think, because of the whole
incident. Oh, so she got PTSD, you think?
I think so. And then that's why she has to drive. She, like, that's why she just drives so quickly.
But I'll just think too.
It's insane.
Out of like, out of 10, what's Keanu Reeves' level of, I don't know, what would you say, acting versus Sandra Bullock? Because I feel like Sandra Bullock has more to do with less. Keanu Reeves has got heaps to do, like on screen and like.
The thing is that he's playing the action hero. She's just playing the damsel in distress.
Sort of. She's very capable, but, though. And like,
yeah, no, but yeah. She's adding another layer to it. Like, she's just.
This movie wouldn't work as well without it. That's what I'm trying to say. Like,
yes.
If it's someone else driving the
bus. Like I said before, Keanu Reeves, you could probably replace him with somebody else, but I think Sandra Bullock's the only one that's really irreplaceable in this movie.
Do you think, like, Tom Cruise is too much of a movie, like, too superstar-y for this role?
No, he'll kill it.
You think he'll dominate too much? I'm surprised these two haven't shared the screen.
He can pull up the short hair, Shane.
All right, so what about Bill? You know, what about Bill Pullman? Like, could Bill Pullman replace Keanu?
Yeah, I reckon he could.
Yeah, be right, actually. It's pretty inspired casting.
I'm saying, this movie is like a vehicle for any decent actor.
But yeah, this happens like a lot now, but there's a lot of shit going on this bus. A lot of like almost accidents and stuff. How funny was that though when the black guy's car crashed? That's so good. You know what's funny too? Like,
covered in water.
Because Dennis Hopper, pretty much watching everything unfold on his TV screens and shit. You're not revealed to the inside.
That's what the audience is being tricked. It's like, that's how he knows what's going on because the media coverage.
Yeah, so they're setting that up for you. But it's just funny though, I think there's a point where he's not even watching the bus anymore. He's like watching a football game.
Yeah, but I kind of, my story in my head, like, he's actually a gambler. Like, he's a.
Yeah, that'd be better.
He's like really bad at gambling, and that's why he's like.
Needs some money back. Needs some money.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, that's what I like to think in this movie.
But how did you feel, Tony, when you saw the pram get smashed and the cans went everywhere? But, like, that's.
Oh, yes. That the shit first just thing I think, like, oh my God. Yeah. Like, because I said it up before, like, a woman pushing a stroller. Thinking, like, then of course, being a parent, it's like one of the worst things going to happen to you. Because even today, I was like walking near a road, it's like, you just freak out a bit. It's like, well, someone loses control of the car.
Oh my God, don't talk about that shit.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Once you're responsible for another life, your brain just changes and you just think about all the other potential hazards and risks that, like, everyday life contains, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I have two dogs.
Yeah.
It was actually quite good acting too by Sandra Bullock. She's like, oh, like she was like having a like mini panic attack.
Yeah. And then Keanu Reeves does like a little smirk. It's like, you just can. So just can. Like,
yeah. But he's probably feeling the same thing too. It's like relief. It's just relieved.
Yeah. Like the relief. Yeah.
So hold up though. Wouldn't you prefer to like blow up the bus and hit a baby though too? Like personally, just blow it up.
True. Slam the brakes on.
And then, yeah. I think this is where they
At that point, it's already too late.
This is where they, like, he tells Dennis Hopper, like, they need to get the injured guy off the bus driver.
We get a bit of, like, just everyday, oh, not everyday, we get realistic obstacles that if you were in the situation, what would happen? And that's, like, driving in, like, peak hour traffic, which would always be, there'd be cars stopped everywhere. And, like, it's pretty thrilling, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, get on the shoulder, and they hit a car that's, like, getting towed.
Yeah, and of course. It's just bad.
And then they have to like decide, looks, like, do we get on? Do we get off? Like,
yeah. It looks amazing. Like, moments, though, like the stunts, like everything. As I said, man, like you feel the movie. Like you feel like this shit is dangerous. Like I remember, sorry to bring up Age of Ultron again. There's a scene where I think there's like a bus or something going out of control, and there's like nowhere near the weight of it. Even though,
And like, we do get a little bit of relief because they start to get escorted by all the police cars and stuff.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, no, we got a hard right coming up. And there's like, we're going to tip. You're right. Everybody, get on this side of the bus, which is like such a great solution to their problem.
Yeah, but like in the score, the score is really working overtime too because it's like so exciting. Everything's very exciting. Like this is like one giant climax in the middle of your movie. Like this is what you end a movie with, not like your whole duration of it. That's what I was trying to say. It does get exhausting. Like it is.
Yeah, it does. But like but watching it, it feels like it's a 2 hour movie. When we would say we're going to cover this movie, it's like, oh, it's an hour and a half movie. When it was 2 hours runtime, I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
But it feels like an hour and a half.
But if you're at the cinema it feels so quick. In 1994, you're probably loving it. You're like, I don't want this to end. Like, because it would be fucking sick. Because you haven't really seen anything like this either. Like, it's definitely pushed the boundaries.
I reckon this will be very similar to watching Fury Road for the first time.
Yeah, actually.
Because, like, I wasn't expecting nothing out of that movie either.
Yeah, it's a pretty good comparison.
And it just was like, what?
Yeah,
it's a game changer.
That's what it boils down to.
For sure. But, yeah, I know next obstacle was getting the bleeding bus driver off.
Yeah.
That goes well, but then Helen, Sparkle Motion chick, she can see her get out plan. She's like, nah.
That's kind of selfish though, because if she did get off, wouldn't she?
Dude, she was so close. Man, all she'd do was jump. She just jumped a bit quicker. She'd have been fine. But yeah, then she fucking blows up. She gets ran over by. She blows. She gets pretty.
She gets fucked up.
She gets worse death than Dennis Hopper.
Yeah, she does.
Blown up and get ran over by a bus.
Dennis Hopper's death's almost comical in a way.
Keanu's like, get the choppers out of here.
Yeah, he could see us.
Because he blames that straight away. Like, it's the only way he could find out that she's, like, escaping.
Yeah. There's one thing you do enjoy, and happens a little bit throughout the movie, but every time you see Dennis Hopper lose, it's very satisfying. Like, every time he's, like pissed off, it's really good to watch.
Then again, like, man, just blow up the boss. Blow up the guy that's boiling your plans time.
No, but it'd be better, because that's the thing, Tony. That's his leverage. So until he gets some money, he wants that bus to keep going.
Well, that's why the whole gambling aspect works too. He's a gambler. He likes to risk it all, you know?
Yeah, it'd be cool. Cool subtext. Opportunity.
We get some really... This is when all the passengers, after Helen dies, I think that's her name. After she dies, we get all the other passengers like freaking out.
Yeah, it's
like this is like their moment to shine.
It's like a theatre workshop.
Like all the bit characters. I want you to put all the dialogue in because it sounds like the fakest 80-yard mess ever.
There's a lot of 80-yard mess, and they actually won an Oscar.
So it seems like it's too clean.
Yeah.
There's something that's not natural about their delivery.
It's also not the best actors doing it too. Like, any person that can really act. You know what I mean?
Even Alan Ruck wasn't that good either.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. Like, even him, not that great.
I can't, you know, this is the wrong bus. I mean, for me to... I can't die here. Hey, shut up, man. I got a wife.
Oh, you do?
Hey, so if you have a wife and I don't, does that mean I'm expendable?
Hey, what are you talking about, man? You guys just talking me crazy. Gets on my nerves. Gets on everybody's nerves.
Oh, yeah? Well, I think I have the right to be a little bit upset.
What are you staring at anyway,
after
man?
After all that we've
been... your nose in. Why don't you just let everybody die in peace if that's what's going
to
happen, huh?
So you're a really tough guy, huh?
I got a right to be
you're
upset.
You're really tough, huh, Gigantus?
Hey,
why don't we just step outside?
Hey.
And even you leave the movie, bro, is known not to be the best speaker of words. Like, he's just a good presence, Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, isn't there like a theater where they is it a theater or is it like a play where they do Point Break and they can make somebody else deliver the lines, like it's a random person out of the audience.
What?
And it's surprisingly pretty good. Like, it's like it works for the movie.
Well, that's cool.
I am an FBI agent.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Shit like that. But yeah, so. Well, essentially, this is our next bit where there's a hole.
Our next obstacle.
In the fucking...
So, after he calms everyone down, and then he gets a call, like, the road is going to end.
Love it.
They're not finished. And it's like, okay, we've got to... Like, they were like, what do we do? And then Jack gets the idea, like, floor it. Go as quick as you can. We'll jump it.
So dumb, eh?
Hey, it's the only option you have.
In real life, that shit wouldn't work.
You can't slow down.
In real life, that shit wouldn't work.
But I love how the stunt crew, well, the people who did the apparently this is the hardest shot of the movie, the director was saying.
Yeah, it looked good.
But, like, they didn't realize how high the bus would go when they did it.
Well,
and that's why
there's a ramp there, right?
The bus goes out of the top of the bus goes out of frame.
Oh, no.
They're like, holy shit, went way higher than they thought.
I think it crashed.
I think they designed the bus
too.
To actually could
didn't it crash
to go faster.
Didn't it crash into the cameras as well? I'm sure it did. I'm pretty sure he asked for like four more cameras as well. And he's like, no, I won't crash into it this time. Because everyone was surprised how well the bus took off. But did they edit out the ramp though? Because I feel like there was no ramp.
Yeah, I think they did, yeah.
Because it looks so janky though when it like lifts up.
Dude, it should never go that high up.
Yeah, but that's why they needed to leave the ramp in. So it's just like,
it's the dumbest, like, was it Mythbusters would take 2 seconds to bust this myth?
Mm. It was funny because it's like,
you can see, if you watch it, the fucking bus just goes,
yeah, it does. But that's
what
I'm saying.
It just lifts up.
Just leave the ramp shit in there. Like, they don't need to edit that shit out. Just make it make more sense. Or maybe have, like...
Yeah, or was it a little bit of boards?
Maybe have the police put down, like, a little jump thing to give them the best chance or something.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Get the cops ahead.
Yeah.
Fucking put something there.
Do whatever you want. But I do like, just before the scene, just before they jump it, the cops kind of peel out and they're scared. But that was good tension building too. You're like, oh, shit. Okay. Like, this is actually going to happen. Like, actually, it was a pretty perfect scene. And but the thing, it's not even the climax of the bus shit yet. It's just, as you said, another obstacle.
Yeah. But it keeps it fresh. They're all different. So we get a little moment of, like, them touching each other, Sandra and Keanu.
So hot.
She has, like, a bleeding forehead, and he's, like, gets his shirt, gets close to her, wipes her blood off. And then Keanu's like, take this left. They take the left, and then they're at the airport.
Yeah, smart. Which is,
but they can just do a loop.
Blows now. Its tires.
So that's it doesn't mean... I think the tires don't matter until he gets under the bus.
Yeah, but, like, it does matter, because it does eventually come to play. He's smart. He's got another, like, result. Just do laps around until we get to the bottom of this
safest
shit.
Safest thing.
And this is when he
asks for permission. Huh?
This is when he gets called up by Dennis Hopper.
Yeah, I think he says, like, yeah, nice. Like, you just tell your wildcat. Like, I think he says, I didn't say wildcat yet. No, he's talking about the money. Yeah. He says, I don't want no negotiator either. They talk to you like they're your best friend. Mm-hmm. Like, where's my money?
That's just funny.
I mean, then they set up a drop as well.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
And then Keanu asks for permission to leave the bus to organize shit.
Yeah. Which is actually a part of his plan
but
to try to
great defuse. Line reading. Hope is like, all right, get off the bus, but do not attempt to grow a brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like how he's just like, you think I'm like some like terrorist or something? I just want money. So give a fuck anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, you think I'm doing this for fun?
Yeah. I just want money. I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't care. I have no political agenda. I just want to, like, have money. That's all I want to do.
I think all the best villains, when their motivation's just money, it works.
What, because Die Hard? Because
guess what? Yeah, because it's what everyone can relate to that. Like, I'll fucking
yeah, but go it's to... type
I'll,
of
I'll,
movie.
I would happily help Hans Gruber take over Nakatomi Plaza if I get a cut.
Yeah, I don't think he was that ruthless either. Like, this guy's a psycho. This guy would kill people without any remorse. I feel Hans Gruber
But he stabs a guy in the ear. Yeah. In the ear. Yeah, Hans Gruber seems way more prepared than this dude.
Hans Gruber wouldn't just kill people in a cold blood. Like, Hans Gruber would just be calculated. Like, he wouldn't create any unnecessary risk. But if he actually was ruthless, he'd be like, John McClane, you have 2 minutes to come out or else I'm going to kill a hostage every 2 minutes. Doesn't he do something like that in the end of it?
Actually, Shane, one of the things when this movie was getting made, that there were references like, oh, it's Die Hard on a bus. Do you find it's Die Hard on a bus?
Not really.
I don't think that at all.
Yeah, me neither. I think it's
for me, a Die Hard movie has to be one man versus a group of terrorists.
And also,
or a group of
it has to be like almost separarity, or whatever you call it. It must be a coincidence that he's even there to begin with.
But Air Force One, that's Die Hard on a plane.
Yeah, but I'm more thinking one with Wesley Snipes. Passenger 51 or whatever it is.
Passenger 57.
Yeah, Passenger
57. Always been on black.
Yeah, always been on black. Exactly. But like that, he's just there like on accident, which is like definitely a more of a Die Hard rip.
Was it the wrong guy at the wrong time?
Yeah, that's like a notion that should be a part of every Die Hard rip-off.
And if it wasn't for that one person, they'll get away with it.
Well, do you think The Rock is like Die Hard on a prison island or something? Or not?
No.
Okay.
No, definitely.
It's close. It's like Ben versus the Army. Pretty cool.
Yeah, but you got Sean Connery there too.
Yeah. But yeah, that's a good take though, because I definitely agree with you. I don't think this is like a Die Hard on a bus.
No, not at all. Not at all.
This is
its own thing.
Yeah. That's probably how they sold it to the producers and shit.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a Die Hard on a bus, yo.
Actually, it'd be all right if fucking... Could Bruce Willis pull this role off?
Yes, he could.
Could he be Jack Travin?
Yes, he could.
Actually, the thing is, if you cast Bruce Willis in an action movie, especially at this time, you might as well make it a Die Hard movie.
No,
that's more money
Pulp
make.
Fiction, bro. What a year 1994, bro. It's like one of the top movie years of all time.
Damn.
This one, 99. What other year? There's another good year as well.
2008 is also a great year.
Yeah,
too.
Iron Man. What else came out?
The Dark Knight.
Yeah, Dark Knight. Yeah, true.
Never Back Down. Twilight.
Fuck off, Twilight.
Nah, I'm saying there's a lot of good movies, man.
Yeah, okay.
And there's even more, too. Well, I think I've already made this point before, but I'll do it again.
Now, it's cool, though, because you see Dennis Hopper on the phone, and he's, like, using his, like, right arm across his body. because he has one hand. It's pretty interesting, like little details you see. You're revealed to his place of terrorism, Shane, like slowly.
Taken was that year.
Yeah. It's a great year.
So it was Wanted.
Yep. That was all right movie. I wouldn't really compare it to 1994 though. You have Gump, Shawshank Redemption, freaking Pulp Fiction, Speed. There's so many more better movies in 1984. Dumb and Dumber, as we mentioned.
Yeah, but I'm saying 2008 was a great, like 21, Shane. Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, right. That's fine. I'm not saying they're bad movies, bro. I'm just saying 94 is a better movie year. I feel like
Was it Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade? No.
No, that's not
Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Last Crusade?
I wish it was the Last Crusade. That's the thing. They fucked up by calling that movie Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade because it should have been the last one.
Yeah,
I think that was their plan too.
Well, maybe for another money. Maybe for another day we should actually pick what was the best year for movies in the 2000s. I feel like 2001.
Shane, in Bruges is good.
I feel like 2001 was a better movie year though. Just from memory, just thinking about movies.
You Hancock.
What was Tom Cruise's movie for then? You wouldn't say Tropic Thunder, but there was another one, wasn't there?
I'm sure he had an offering. I think he had a break.
You didn't have an offering that year?
He had to come back.
Oh, from his World of the Worlds. Because
he had a big, after the couch jump, he took a sabbatical and didn't really lead a movie until...
Mission Impossible 3.
No, Valkyrie was 2008.
Oh, so that was his offering.
So, yeah. That was his offering, yeah.
Gross. Okay, so pretty much what Jeff Daniels works out, like after seeing the bomb.
Australia? 2008?
We actually met.
Transporter 3?
No.
I can keep going.
Let's go back
bro.
To Speed. Because you kind of find out.
Rock and Roller. That's my last one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Rock and Roller's good. Guy Ritchie. Should bring him up because last week's episode. But no, like we did miss this in our plot breakdown. But in the background, Harry's been doing research and he's discovered this guy's ex. Bomb maker. It's pretty cool.
Once he heard about the gold watch, he's like, he's a cop. Well, he used to be a cop.
Yeah, exactly. But that's part of his plan.
I went all Boston on it's a cop. He's a cop.
Yeah, but it's part of his plan, though, because I love it how when he finds out he's dead, he's just like, I didn't want to write down I'm Howard Payne.
Howard Payne. Yeah.
In like big letters. I didn't make it that hard.
Too subtle. But yeah, I need to be more subtle.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've got Dak Travin. He's off the bus. He gets his bomb vest on. He's going to go under the bus, which is a pretty good scene. I immediately thought of South Park. You know how?
Yeah, like, Kenny dies.
Kenny has to defuse the bomb on Timmy because it's the exact same thing.
Yeah.
But then, what was it? The lady can just hop off whatever she wants.
Yeah, it's true. I don't have to be okay. Yeah. And like how the thing flips and then Kenny's all right and then gets dragged and his face gets destroyed. Very, very funny.
And then I'm pretty sure Kyle's like, hey, that was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one. It was a good one. But, you know, this is like crazy because he stabs the freaking gas tank and it's great line.
Now, Shane, what's better, Shane? This under the vehicle or Furiosa under the vehicle?
This under the vehicle, mate? This is real? That shit did not look real to me.
Like, no, it's a fucking problem.
It's still fun.
I think it's
still fun.
Putting cameras where they can't put cameras as well.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's another thing that kind of, I know that filmmakers will be happy about it. Yeah, like, well, we can finally put a camera there. But yeah. I think as audiences, we know what's logistical, what looks real.
Yeah, but
and this, immediately that's like, oh, that's not real.
This stuff looks great. Moving components, love it. But as I said, he's in trouble because he's almost going to die. And of course, the bus members team up and get him out from underneath. Good scene.
Yeah.
I do love her line afterwards. It's like, what?
What is that smell?
It's gas.
We're leaking gas?
We are now.
What, you felt you needed another challenge or something?
But yeah, and this is where he gets another phone call about Harry's death, essentially. He's rubbing it in. Do you want to mention anything about him, like, dying, Tony? That scene where they house invade?
I think the only thing I can say is, what happens if he...
shoots you in the face.
Sorry, I'm trying to quote Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, shoots
what happened if the bomb exploded in your face? Yeah, what happens if the bomb exploded in my face? Like, that makes me so laugh.
Yeah.
What if you shake you in the face? Yeah. Put that quote in, bro. You got to do that.
Okay. Even though you just did it really well. Even though you tried.
I did not do it really well.
Twisted it. But, yeah. One thing about this villain you love is how he does rub it in. But he gets too cocky because he mentions Wildcats, right?
Yes. And this is the Martin Lawrence moment for Keanu Reeves. Yeah, this shit just got real.
Yeah.
This shit just got real. So Keanu Reeves just finally showing weakness.
Just got more impossible.
Yeah, he goes like, fuck! Fuck you! I'm going to rip off your fucking spine.
Yeah, then, love
then
it.
Then I think it's Sandra Bullock that has to like calm him down.
Yeah.
Like, we need you, we need you. Then he's like, fuck. And then he works it out like Wildcat. He called you Wildcat. He can see us. And then I think they work out the plan to go loop the tape.
Yep.
So, which is crazy that like you got that Joe Morton dude just yelling at a poor like video technician.
I felt that was pretty weird too, because it's like everything has to be so intense all the fucking time. And the guy's I'm doing it. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's stupid, right?
Yeah.
And then they only get, was it a minute?
A minute.
Or maybe 2 minutes. But they wanted 10 minutes originally.
Yeah.
They don't have the time.
They want to buy himself as much time as possible. But luckily, they do put the loop on its tape.
Howard's doing a shit.
Yeah, and you see his like full-on lair.
I really like the fact that he's like gambling. Like he's not, stressful.
It'd be better
shit,
if it was like gambling, because he's like, it'd be cool if he actually lost a lot of money that day too, so he's like on edge.
Yeah, like it'd be good if he's like pretty incompetent, like he gets too distracted by.
Well, he's good at bombs. He's very good at bombs. Anyway, he's great at bombs. Mm. And I like how Harry sort of like sucks him off. Like every time he looks at his work, he's like, God damn, he's good. He would have thought of that. Like, it's cool. That's probably what stuck in the original script is like, because Harry was going to be the original bad guy.
Yeah.
It's probably a lot of stuff like remnants of that coming back.
So we get all the hostages leave the bus. We get an intense moment when Alan Ruck was the last guy that gets on, because the tire blows out, the bus swings out, and then they almost lose control of the bus, essentially. So Keanu and Sandra have to do another route, which is through the access panel.
Yeah, it's
pretty
so
thrilling,
cool.
To be honest.
So great. I love that.
And
shit.
It's like romantic too, because they're like hugging each other as they like...
Bro, these two...
slide on the road.
These two were almost original Jack and Rose. Like, that's what kind of chemistry level they had. But it wasn't a romance. It's an actioneer. I think they had enough like beauty.
Actually, saying that, every time in the subway scene, I mean, she was saying, Jack.
Yeah, that's really why it popped in my head.
I have PTSD of Titanic in that.
Yeah.
Jack.
She said Jack a hell of a lot. But yeah, it looks real. Looks great. As I said, is it romantic? But then, of course, the bus is going to hit a fucking jumbo jet, whatever the fuck that thing is. And the explosion's immaculate.
And that cost $80,000 too to like make.
So
the one that blew up.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fucking money just to blow it up.
Yeah, but it's worth its weight. Like, it's worth the money they pay, because all this shit looks great still.
Just think about it like nowadays, of like, all right, let's put it on the computer.
Yeah, it's dumb as fuck. That's why you have to love Quentin Tarantino, because when he's directing Death Proof, that car accident scene, like a lot, it was all practical effects, and like someone's face getting ripped off with a tire, like they actually did that. I didn't know that until the other day.
Who did the special effects for that?
Probably a team. No, it wasn't. I don't think it was like a renowned one. It probably was in their school though, Tom Savini's school.
Yeah, Tom Savini. He probably did it.
Yeah.
So after the bus explodes, you get a really nice moment of Keanu and Sandra, just like. You just want to see these guys together for a whole movie. I think that's why The Lake House was probably made, to be honest.
Yeah, definitely.
Mate,
this movie carried, I don't know, has a lot of, would you say, like a snail trail. Like, this movie gave them a lot of juice, the two of them. Like, oh, you're Keanu and thing, they're so, like, hot together. Like, the chemistry's insane. Like, that was, like, this wasn't really a showcase in that. That's just something, it's like a byproduct of the movie. Like, just something that accidentally was so amazing. But what other movies did they do? They only did two movies here, did they? Was there a third?
No.
I'm surprised
this
they didn't
the
do
fucking
it.
Pacino, De Niro shit where they're fucking few and far between. But I like how they did The Irishman. That's what saved them. So was just Heat.
I didn't like that movie that much.
Was it Righteous Kill?
Yeah, that's true.
And then they did The Irishman to save it.
Yeah. So at least they didn't go that route. They didn't make Righteous Kill, these two.
Yeah, that's right. They just did the two.
You have to cover that movie 88 minutes, Sonny, or whatever it is. 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's awesome. Tick, tock, tock.
Yeah. Is it 88 minutes or 15 minutes?
Actually, a peak prime Al Pacino could be a Jack Tramman. Because he can play the intensity like nobody else.
He's
about
not
Dog
an
Day.
Action person. He's too short. You wouldn't buy the... I don't think he has any good sexual chemistry with anyone in any of his movies ever.
Because he sucks it out.
Yeah.
No one can compare to him.
Yeah, because
he had... See, a love. Ellen Barkin's that sexy, though.
It's not
so.
Him.
anybody.
He would love just to jack off. I reckon you'd rather film himself jack off than have a sex scene with someone. Like, that's what his thing is. If he was going to do OnlyFans, he wouldn't be having sex with him.
Duchenne, do you know that relationships that start under intense circumstances never last?
Yeah. And this is where they kiss?
No, I mean, they're about to kiss, but then the cavalry rocks up. Everyone rocks up and then...
We miss it. It's teasing you.
Yeah. That's and wise. Then
and at this Jack point, Chavin's like, we're exhausted.
Yeah, like the movie, at this point in the movie, like every action movie, this is when it started wrapping up. Like the girl's okay. If they kiss, the movie's over, but they didn't kiss. So we really keep
is this like a movie scene, how they bring her to like the next scene?
Yes. They should have it. So dumb. But sir.
And of course, she's on the street as well. Like, not with him, even no, the police.
She's originally in the ambulance, but then she steps out to...
Doesn't matter, mate. Doesn't matter.
But yeah, he's like, sir, he's asking for the money. He doesn't know it blew up, which is impossible, because wouldn't he have, like, a sensor on his, like, bomb thing?
Nah, who cares?
To know if it's been... Yeah, anyway. Yeah, but he's like, yeah, he's too addicted to gambling to notice that the bomb hasn't gone off yet. He's just thinking about the money, which he sees gets dropped off, which is a great plan. Like,
yeah, I love that shit.
Put in a trash can.
Yeah, it's so smart. I was like, okay, how are you gonna fix this one hot shot? And of course, there's a hole in the ground. That's pretty smart. I'll do the exact same thing.
So Dennis Hopper gets out his old cop uniform, goes to Sandra. Hey, you better come with me. You're this is too close to the action. But Jack says no. Yeah, Jack Travis sent me. Let's go. And then Keanu's like, hey. Something's not right. Look at the money. Turn the locator on. And the money's moving.
The dots are moving.
Runs out to the trash. It's a whole perfect plan. Fuck, he jumps down. Now it's a silhouette. It's like, got you, bitch.
So obviously, Annie.
Yeah, it's like, no.
I feel like maybe our HD TVs did us a disservice because I knew straight away it wasn't even like a.
Yeah, it's like, this is not intense. But I don't think it's meant to be. I think it's for him. I don't think the audience.
Yeah, I know, but it's like. How dumb is Jack? This is clearly a woman's frame. But I guess he hasn't seen...
But he's had a rough day.
Oh, no, he has seen...
A rough morning.
He has seen Howard Payne before, so... But no, this is another thing about this movie. Like, his ego or his, like, pride or whatever, like, he has to have, like, the last laugh and rub it in to Jack's face. Like, he...
That's right. That's a game for him still.
Just run.
Like, he wants to... He wants to feel the victory. So it's like you when you're playing NBA 2K... 21
yeah,
true. When you play.
I have a gambling problem.
You like to hear and talk to people and talk shit, right?
Taunt.
You want to hear them.
And this is a great scene too, because he's like, after they get on the train and shit, he's like got this, what is it, trigger device in his hand, and he's like trying to touch her in the face with it and shit. He's just fucking nuts, this cunt. Fucking love him.
And you can tell that's Hopper's flourishes, right?
Yeah, probably. As I said,
like, directing you like, all right, be creepy to her. He's like, this is natural for me.
So actually, hold up. I'm surprised he's still making movies, though, because this is, like, what, 1 year after Super Mario Bros. Or whatever it is?
Holy shit.
Yeah, so.
It is, too.
I think he was surprised, like, he started a career.
I'm lucky it was in the can, I think, because I bet you that movie wasn't released when he was filming this.
So, me and Tan had this conversation off mic, but Dennis Hopper's career is very, like, strange. Like, he made, what was it, Easy Rider? Huge hit.
Director, yeah.
Yeah, as a director, and co-starring with Jack Nicholson. And so he had like a blank check. He made the movie he wanted to make. Was I can't remember the name of the movie. It was forgettable, but he took a big risk on it and everyone shunned it. And he lost money and he lost his reputation. And only because of what? You reckon Apocalypse Now kind of revived his career? And obviously David Lynch's
I reckon so.
Blue Velvet. Yeah, but it's pretty funny because it's
was it Hoosiers? Hoosiers because he plays a really good character.
He plays a drunk in that, eh?
Yeah. Fuck, he's such a good arc, man, because you just feel like, come on, man, get back on the horse. And like when he finally dies, it's like, yes. Like,
doesn't he die?
I actually remember that. He's actually the only... I haven't seen the movie in years, and he's like the best thing about that movie, because it's the only thing I remember is his character.
Yeah, I thought what year was that?
I think that's 80s, right? Early 80s.
Early 80s. I'm looking now. Hold up. Apocalypse Now,
right now.
1979.
He's in a lot of movies, bro.
Oh, bro. Over 200 movies. He died in 2010. Right, Hoosiers was 1986, but he was working. Hoosiers was, 1986 was a year for him. He did Blue Velvet and Hoosiers in the same year.
Damn.
After just starring in Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. Like, that's where his career was at that point, doing, like, sequels to horror movies. I think he had like a sort of a comeback. Like he was in a lot of movies. He did a lot of movies. Doesn't mean if they're good or bad.
So looking at his IMDb, it's definitely a Spray and Pray sort of thing.
Yeah.
He's not doing a Tom Cruise and just picking out his movies carefully.
Well, like, think about this, bro. He did Super Mario Bros. And True Romance the same year. So it kind of like probably counteracted each other. Speed.
Oh, he did four movies that year. Boiling Point, Red Rock Rest.
That's 93, yeah.
Yeah, Super Mario Bros. And True Romance.
Yeah, yeah. So luckily they didn't kill his career. He did Speed, which was a good hit. So his career's pretty good at the moment. Like you can definitely hire him. But he did Waterworld, which is like insane. Everyone knows that famous flop.
But no, but at that point, was it Costner won the... Because Costner directed that, right? Waterworld?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, because he won the Oscar for...
Oh, no, he didn't. No, sorry.
Dance with Wolves.
No, Kevin Reynolds directed that. But David Toohey wrote it. He's in a lot of stuff we like, or used to like, I guess. But just funny, though, like every time he has a chance, Dennis Hopper kind of like ruins it. Because after that, Waterworld, he's really nothing.
He movie- must like money.
I think like, so.
How much you paying me?
He also did a movie called Space Truckers, which is on my watch list. The guy Stuart Gordon directed it, Tony. And he's a guy who did Fortress, we just watched recently, and From Beyond.
Oh, great movie, which we're going to be covering eventually.
Yeah, maybe. That's why I thought I'd like to mention that, because you did like that movie, apparently. So let's just end this movie, Tony. Let's just give us a brief summary of what happens at the end of it. I don't think I have any good notes.
Hold up. Do you know what? Do you know that stupid fucking Samsung TV I got?
Yeah.
I watched like 5 minutes of one of the worst movies I've ever seen. What it was called?
What?
Teenage Space Vampires. It looks so bad. I watched 5 minutes of it. This is the worst movie.
Isn't it funny like, that the title should tell you that?
Do you
that,
know it's so bad it's good, but it's like, it's so bad it's bad. Really bad. It's like insane. I was getting dumber the more I saw it. Ugh.
Yeah, but the title itself should have told you enough.
But I felt like, oh, this actually, like, is it, they're going to play it for campiness? You know what I mean? But do they know what they are? Just a stupid ass movie.
No.
They didn't know. They thought they were actually making something decent. Sad.
All right. So let's end this podcast, Tony. Come on, bro.
All right. So we got the subway scene, which is Jack Traven. Well, actually, no. Before that, he's like, you got the money? Let her go.
Yeah.
Let her go.
Ego in the way.
And he goes, you're just crazy. And he's like, poor people are crazy. I'm eccentric.
Yeah.
Because he's a millionaire. Yeah.
Very true.
They get on the subway.
Very pointed.
Yes. He's been the classic Dennis Hopper, like you said, being, you know, touching her. He ends up shooting the subway driver just so what's his plan there? Just so under control.
It's just insane.
He's eccentric.
Eccentric, yeah. He thinks he's
He notices that Sandra Bullock is not very steady-handed because she starts freaking out like, "Oh, I better take the dead man switch."
Yeah.
He is Jack. He's on the
roof.
He's on top of the subway. He's like, this guy doesn't know how to quit. Very persistent. He goes like, do you take a bribe? And then he'll go open the money. And he gets sprayed by the, what's it called? The color packs, paint packs? I don't know, but it was so fucking funny. He's like, my money! I mean, it's the most emotion he's shown.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It pisses him off.
He starts shooting the roof up. Jack Traven. They end up both wrestling on the roof. Dennis Hopper feels like he's going to win. And then he's like, I'm smarter than you. I'm smarter. And then he ends up getting beheaded. And Jack's like, well, yeah, I'm taller.
Which is such a shitty line.
Yes.
Because if you're taller in that situation, when you hit your head, it's like, it's just dumb. Like, it's kind of very clanky. So, deadly puns. Hopefully, we focus on that and fix that up at the end of the podcast. Yep.
Fixing.
I'll just finish it off. Train crashes. They fall in love.
No, but they realize that the cranes, they have to derail the crane. So again, the train is to speed it to speed it up because they can't stop it. They got to speed it up, make it jump the track.
Which if you can works. Speed it up, why can't you slow it down?
Yes, they can't stop it. They get out. They
wouldn't it be better though. I'm just saying, wouldn't it be better to like just hit something slower than faster? I don't know.
Was it the immovable object, unstoppable force?
Yes. As I said, I think it's really repetitive because it looks kind of real.
A nice line. I've heard malicious beasts and intense experience never work. And she says?
Of course she says it.
Okay.
We have to base it on sex.
We better base it on sex then.
Which every man's dream to hear.
It was like, yes. Yeah. And then I think credits roll as they're kissing.
So you know it's a movie for men when you have that line. Even though maybe we might feel the same way, but I reckon it definitely turned me on. No, that was Speed. So let's get some final thoughts. I wouldn't put this movie on my Rushmore. I think Tony's silly for saying that. The more I think about it, the more.
Dude, it's Mount Rushmore for sure.
Mm-mm.
An action movie, Shane. The action movie Mount Rushmore.
You have T2. To go Rambo, Terminator. Predator,
Die Hard, Speed. Those fucking four bangers, man.
You have at least. You had to have Sly on the list, though, because Sly was what made millions of dollars.
Yeah, because he's. Well, okay, you want Bruce Willis. Yeah. You want the three action icon.
Yeah, you want the guys who do Planet Hollywood. That's what you want.
But I don't think the action icons can actually be in this movie. Because, like, Bruce Willis, it'd just be a Die Hard movie.
Yeah, actually, that's a good one. Other than, obviously, Bruce Willis is the best choice. All right, but out of Sly.
No, but you can't. Because guess what? It would turn into a Die Hard movie.
It's fine.
It'd be too much.
I'm saying, Tony.
It'd be like Hudson Hawk, essentially.
Out of Sly and Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is best? Who would not destroy the movie more?
I think Schwarzenegger couldn't pull off the lines. Look out! There's a bomb on the bus! You know what I mean?
So what? You gotta go Sly then. It's a bus. It's a bomb on the bus. You went rather that.
The bomb! The bomb! Oh,
slow down. Okay. So I reckon Sly would be better fitted just because of what you said with his accent and shit like that.
Yeah, Sly's better. You know what I'll pick? The goat. You know, there's a bomb on the bus.
That's very well.
Walking, baby. Treated.
Yeah, obviously. It's something like an actor. Timmy Act is like, who is it? The guy out of Justified. What's his name?
Timothy Oliphant.
I think Timmy Oliphant does a great impression of him.
Oh, he'd be good in this movie too.
Yeah.
He's a perfect Jack
Trapper. What about Steve Zahn, bro?
He could do anything. Actually, he's a good guy to cast as Harry. Perfect casting, actually, because you love him.
Yeah,
and if he blows up, man, you would cry.
Yeah, true. And he's in that age range now too. He could do it.
Actually, Steve Zahn's a great comparison to Jeff Daniels because he's a great two-hander guy too.
Yeah,
great guy to hand with.
Does a comedy side
look at
as
fucking
well.
Rescue Dawn, bro.
Yeah,
holy shit!
All right, so let's
give that man's Oscar. That's some bullshit.
Let's give our final thoughts out. So yeah, great action movie. Turn your brain off. Enjoy it. You have a lot of fun. And I'm kind of disappointed in Dennis Hopper's performance, though. Like, I thought he'd be a lot more menacing. He's just more fun. Maybe because I just remember when I watched it when I was younger, that, like, knife scene. It's probably an introduction to Dennis Hopper, too. But that screwdriver in the ear.
Yeah, it would have been.
Definitely stuck.
Definitely.
And so you kind of miss the funniness of him. Yeah, I rate it probably 7 out of 10, and I will watch it again eventually, like every 7 years.
So in my final thoughts, in my opinion, one of the best action movies you can. But it's also underrated too, because like you were saying, it's not the first movie you pick on your list. You kind of forget, like, you just think, oh, it's just a bomb on a bus. But when you actually watch it, it's like, holy shit, this movie's.
Just a bomb on a bus.
it sneaks up on you. Before we covered this movie, I actually went to JB Hi-Fi to try to find the Blu-ray to watch it.
Yeah.
And there were only DVDs. I was like, damn it. But that's how good this movie is. I'm looking for the Blu-ray of this. I might even buy it online. But yes, definitely Blu-ray worthy. I'll give it 10 out of 10.
What?
Better than Hudson Hawk. That's my rate. Yeah, that's my new rating. Better than Hudson Hawk.
Yeah, good. Because it is. Clearly. Actually, I don't know. I prefer to watch Hudson Hawk, to be honest with you. That's really funny. We're on the opposite sides of this. All right, so let's go to give out our Oscars. Oscar picks. I'm going to give mine to director or stunt director. Or stunt crew. I know. Just everything to do with the bus looked amazing, felt amazing. And it still holds up after, 30 years? So it's the 30th anniversary and it still looks great. And it's, great action movie. That most action movies don't age as well as this. And this is age perfect.
My Oscar goes to Sandra Bullock.
And you're going to say that.
Such a movie star performance.
Yeah.
One of the best things about this movie, she steals the show. She steals it. Steals the movie.
Well, I'm looking at a Speed 2 thing. So, just for fun, but yeah. The tagline from the first movie, get ready for Rush Hour. For Speed 2, Cruise Control. rush hour hits the water. I don't know why they, they still have to take some of the tag.
It's the
water. Yeah, they have to take some of the tagline.
The thing is, man, you don't set it in the water.
Dude, I'm looking at the
one of the script ideas was, Shane, one of the story ideas was, it's a plane that can't go higher than a certain altitude.
That's all right, sort of. Yeah.
But then again, you can just but you can just do it 360s. You know what I mean?
I was gonna say
not 360s. Do a big loop again.
Yeah, I was just saying.
But if the fuel runs out,
yeah. Well, like the what's so dynamic about speed is like the traffic, all the obstacles and stuff. Like you can board it and like board on it or board off sort of thing. Like it's a lot funner. The budget's probably smaller too. But yeah, it's just funny. I look at the special features on the back of the case of Speed 2 and Speed. There's like a double pack. So the special features of Speed, you got auto commentary, a documentary about it, extended scenes, cast and crew interviews. This is
like Speed 1, right?
A Billy Idol music video. And this is the next one for Speed 2. Auto commentary by director and then original theatrical trailer. Like, they didn't put any.
Well, I'm pretty sure the director directs both too.
He does. Right? He does. Yeah, he does both.
So he obviously got trapped.
Yeah, he didn't get trapped. Like, what was it? Twisters.
He got trapped.
Might have been like, he's like asked to do it. He's like, yeah, okay, well, we're not giving you another movie because Twisters, like, I think Twisters made money, but, well, Twister, sorry. I think Twister made money, but I don't know. It kind of killed his career, this one. Then he did the Lara Croft, which probably made money because Angelina Jolie.
Yeah. But wasn't that the sequel when he directed?
No, I think it was the first one.
Not the original?
He did the first movie out of the bunch. Yeah. All right. So let's do our next segment, movie clues. So we end the podcast the same way with three clues for next episode. Do you know what movie we're doing, Tony?
I'm picking, right? I haven't picked a movie.
I thought we were going to honour the girl from The Shining.
What?
What's her name?
Did we fucking
Mary Shelley? What's her name?
On our fucking Shelley Donald DeVos. Sutherland?
Yeah, we could.
Did we honor Donald Sutherland when he died?
Maybe. I can't remember now.
We didn't.
But Shelley Duvall we could honor. All right, so, okay. All right, better then. Tony doesn't care about.
Oh, dude, Popeye.
We're doing Popeye now. All right, so you got your movie picked out then, do you? So, what's the first clue, Tony, to your movie?
All right, this movie's based on a book.
Okay. That's the first clue. Give me some more. I can't.
That's the first clue. Based on a book.
Okay. Next clue.
Like Speed. Actually, that's my
theme. That's your theme.
Yeah, that's my theme. I can't give that away. It stars a Batman, an actor that has played Batman.
Okay. That still hasn't narrowed it down too much.
It's based on a book. Main actor has played Batman.
Mm-hmm.
You would have looked at him shirtless countless times, Shane. He has a very decent physique in this movie.
Yeah, so it's American Psycho.
Yes.
Christian Bale, bro. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we actually cover this movie. It's been on my list for a while to cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I watched this movie like 2 months ago, 3 months ago. Great movie.
Oh.
Great performance, obviously. I wonder how it connects. Maybe because Willem Dafoe was in the sequel.
Oh.
Is it Willem Dafoe?
I don't know, Shane. I don't know. Even though I'm watching Speed 2 on silent on my TV, it might be that reason. But
well, hopefully you pick Lighthouse for your last movie. That'd be what I want to cover. All right, so
we'll see what my next pick is, mate.
Let's do how would you end the movie? I would end the movie with the climax happening and that stunt, them falling out behind the bus with it there. Like, that's enough.
No.
But that's a good crescendo.
The way I'd end the movie, after you get off the bus, you see Dennis Hopper going, no, no, and then, like, shoot himself because that's where the movie should have ended.
Okay.
My money.
Doesn't make any sense. Why'd he do that?
No. I earned it as, so they're on the subway and they see the ghost of Dennis Hopper saying, if this subway goes under 50 miles per hour, it'll explode. If it stops, it explodes.
All right, so let's do some deadly puns. So, obviously, his head pops off.
I think there's 14 deaths in this movie, according to IMDb.
Yeah.
A
lot of people blowing up.
My deadly pun would be at the security guard. He's like, sir, you can't be here. And he's like, stabs him in the ear like, sorry, I can't hear you.
or you're like, I'll give you an answer, but too bad you can't hear me anymore. Essentially like that. I do like that, though.
Wow.
Come on, mate. You took my goddamn tagline and you thought it was good. Once you start, you can't stop. You know, isn't that the tagline for like Pringles?
Yeah, probably.
Anyway, it's once you pop, some food. Once you pop, you can't stop, which is rhyming, which is better. No, anyway, so Dennis Hopper gets his head popped off and he goes, what does he say? I'm smarter than you. And he gets his head. Yeah. He says, yeah, I'm taller. He goes,
I'm taller.
He goes, yeah. Obviously, I got a head. Like, that's pretty funny.
Well, it was like, you're smarter than me, huh? Well, that's why you always use your head, huh? Does.
No, that's not. Yeah, I guess so. Well, if you're smarter, huh, you should look up. And then bang.
If you're so smart, you still have a head.
Yeah, she's like that. So many good things you could say. Like, that kind of pisses me off. And, like, well, maybe me and Jordan covered Snatch. And, like, when a movie's really well-crafted, it's really hard to do, like, a deadly pun. Yeah. And maybe like this, where you get these holes in it, you're like, yeah, I can definitely do one. Well, but even the girl exploding, like, well, I guess she's getting off one way or another. Or like,
so what about the pig food in Snatch? It'd be a joke there, wouldn't there?
Well, come on, you make one then. I couldn't think of one. Eh?
I haven't seen that movie in a while.
Well, obviously, mate, pig someone food. Get in by pigs.
Pig slap. Anyway, so we get Helen.
But the thing is, I know, but on that note.
Helen gets.
No, shush. On that note,
yeah,
with the pigs and stuff, he actually says a good line. Because he goes, like, hence, greedy as a pig. That's what he says.
They eat dead bodies.
Eat the bones. I ate the ass, I ate everything. Like the true romance shit. Fucking hell. Who did that line? Was that Samuel Jackson who did that speech?
Yes, Pulp Fiction, yeah.
No, not Pulp Fiction. That's true romance. It's
like a filthy animal.
No, oh, it is true romance.
Dude, Tarantino is one note, bro.
Yeah, pretty funny. He's just like, I'll put, yeah, that, put that quote in. Actually, we should put the. We've actually done this before, though, the Dennis Hopper and Christopher Walken true
you
romance.
Have to put that in.
No, I've already done it before, so I'm not going to do that, yeah. But what a great scene. That's like Dennis Hopper's, one of Dennis Hopper's fine works.
What you motherfuckers talking about?
Boys say you don't be eating pussy.
Drexel.
Sheesh. Any nigga say you don't eat pussy lying his ass off.
I heard that.
Well, hold on a second. Big D, you saying you eat pussy?
Yeah, motherfucker, I eat everything. I eat the pussy, I eat the butt, I eat every motherfucking thing.
Yeah, right? If I ever did eat some pussy, I would never eat any pussy, right? But if I did eat some pussy, I sure as hell wouldn't tell no goddamn buddy about it. I'd be ashamed as a motherfucker, man.
Nigga, you smoke enough sherm, your dumb ass will do a lot of motherfucking things. You be up in there sucking niggas' dicks.
All right, what are you doing, Tim? What, you had one more pun?
This is when Helen dies. He's like, well, she got off the bus. Like, she won.
Are you just taking my shit, dude, honestly?
Oh, no, wait, sorry, no. She gets off and it's like, that wasn't her stop.
Yeah, but or she's getting off the bus one way or another.
No.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure Dennis Hopper had a good line anyway after she got blown up.
He says, like, interactive TV, Jack.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. That's even a good line.
Yeah, I feel like we
are. This is for the audience to think that, like, oh, they're only reaching new because of the helicopter.
All right, so American Psycho, rate, review, subscribe to Fans on Film. Email us in, or else Tony's going to keep picking movies. But even that's a good pick, so my bad. All right, end it.
End it.
End it with a Dennis Hopper quote, Tony.
My money.
Yeah, my money. My money.
You better put that in. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I'll put him actually saying it because you can't act.
Yes, I can't act, yes.
My money!
Sam!
What?
Why don't you just drive over these people or something?
Don't spit on my bus, Annie.
Such a mess.
Stop! Stop! LAPD! Get out of the car!
Again, this is my car. I own this car. It's not stolen.
It is now. Move over.
Fuck! You scratch this puppy, and me and you are gonna have words. You understand?